And we'll discover a quite important thing because it's a verb, and it's the verb être. Okay, être means to be. Okay, so as in many, many languages, the to be is quite useful just for a simple reason. You tend to use it quite often, and then we can use it to construct some composed tenses that we'll see a bit later. Okay, so let's see how it goes at the present form. Le verbe être first is je suis. Je suis. Okay, je, it's the pronom personnel, so it's I. Okay, suis, I am. Okay, je suis. All right. Then second person, tu es. Okay, so remember, être is really tricky, especially when it comes to pronunciations. Okay, so first one, suis, as you've been noticing, you don't pronounce the final S. Okay, and for tu, then you've got this combination of letters. Okay, but then basically the sound you will pronounce or you will produce is e. Okay, tu es. All right. Je suis, tu es. Okay, so let's see the next one. So you get this il. Okay, so it's a capital letter, but then it's still it's I and then L. Okay, il, so it's he, okay, masculine form, and then elle, she, so feminine form. Okay, and this is the verb, so il est, or then elle est. So you can notice that even if we write them differently, this e like that and e like that, we pronounce them the same way. And that's usually the difficult thing, you know, with a French language. What you write and what you pronounce can be quite different. Okay, so remember, je suis, tu es, il est, elle est. Okay, so let's see how the next one comes. Here it's nous, nous. Okay, ah, sorry about that. Oops. Nous sommes. Okay, nous sommes. Okay, so you don't pronounce the final S here, it doesn't exist. Sommes, nous sommes. Okay, then the next one is coming. Vous êtes. Same thing here. Notice that final S is not pronounced. Et, et. Okay? And then in French, we tend to have this liaison. So liaison, it's like a link, okay, that we can make between the words. So in that case, vous is ending with S, and then you tend to make a little link between them. So vous êtes, z, it goes like that, vous êtes. Okay, vous êtes, vous êtes. All right, so let's see one more time. Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est, nous sommes, vous êtes. Okay, and let's see the last one. Il. Okay, so you can notice that even if you've got this S at the end, and then here you don't have anything, well, you pronounce them the same way. Okay, il, singular form, il, plural form. Okay, ils sont, final T not pronounced, ils sont, elles sont. Okay, ils sont, elles sont. So let's see it again. Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est, nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont, elles sont. All right. One more thing to notice, because it's quite important. This vous form, okay, can be used for the plural, of course, and then it's the polite form that we use if you meet someone for the first time. Let's say it's someone that you are connected to professionally, or it's, well, someone important, or then, well, in that case, or then you don't know this person, you should use definitely this vous, okay, for the first time. It's the polite form. After that, you can decide whether you want to use this tu form, okay, which is normally quite common in French. But then first, remember that vous is better, okay? Let's see a few examples now. Okay, first, I've been writing this this question. So, quelle est votre nationalité? Okay, so here to show you that it's here. Quelle means what, est, is, votre, your, so it's according to this vous, okay, so the polite form of your, and then nationalité, okay, so let's repeat the question. Quelle est votre nationalité? All right, and in French we tend to raise the voice at the end when we've got this little point d'interrogation. If it's a question, don't be afraid to go like yup and raise a little bit at the end. Okay, so quelle est votre nationalité? Okay, quelle est votre nationalité? So if you want to present or to say where you're from, okay, so we're using this être for that, you know, je suis. Okay, so you get here it already, and then you put this français, okay, it's French. Je suis français, okay. Then another example, quel est votre nom de famille? Family, nom, name, so nom de famille, family name, last name if you want, okay. Quel, it's still what, okay, in that case it's written like that, so we will see that in a coming lesson, but just to inform you, that's the masculine form, just because nom is masculine, and here you've got the feminine form because nationalité is feminine, okay, but then we pronounce them the same way. So quel est, what is, votre, your, nom de famille, so family name or last name, okay, it's a question. Quel est votre nom de famille? Okay, so it's not the opera or something that you want to sing, okay, so just raise a little bit your voice at the end of the question, okay. So the answer, c'est le François. So it's interesting because you can see that we've got this c'est here and it doesn't show in the examples that we saw previously or for the conjugation, just because it's so, well, basically you could translate it like it is or this is or yeah, it is, okay, c'est le François, okay. And the last one, quelle est sa profession, okay, quelle est sa profession, what is, so être, hein, same, ça, so it's her, profession, okay, elle est directrice, okay, so she's a director, and then it's the feminine form here, alright,